Now to a business disruption story that really might stop the show, as the saying goes, or start a new one. Earlier this week, three of the best known US business titans, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Berkshire Hathaway's legendary Warren Buffett, and JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon, they announced they were joining forces to form a not-for-profit company to cut health costs for their employees. Effectively, as analysts gasped at the news, setting up a major challenge to an inefficient American healthcare system, their quotes. In much of the reporting of that story over the years, I'd simply never read anything of this order. As one writer put it, the ambition is thrilling, the details are scarce, but something is clearly being planned. Healthcare spending in the US is said to amount to around 18% of the US economy, with 55% of Americans covered by their employer. In other words, they have to have a job to be covered. So could this announcement be the game changer that's been haunting the debates really for years? Could the nation's largest online retailer, its largest bank by assets, and its most famous investor, could they rescue the US healthcare system? Well, joining us from Colorado, where she's on holiday as it happens, is Leslie Russell. Leslie's an adjunct associate professor at the Menzies Centre for Health Policy at the University of Sydney, with a long interest in and exposure to details of the American healthcare system. Leslie, welcome back to Saturday Extra.
Good morning, Geraldine. It's lovely to be here.
So what do you make of this announcement? It's an odd announcement.
It is an odd announcement, and it doesn't come with very much detail. I think the fact that it's thrown the markets into chaos, perhaps that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it certainly upset the markets, is a reflection of several things. It's a reflection of how expensive healthcare is in the United States for individuals and for the firms who provide that healthcare for them. It's a reflection of the fact that what we don't really stop to think about is that the 55 million people who, it's 55%, 155
yes.
million people who get their health insurance through employment, that insurance coverage was very little affected by Obamacare. So they are outside the cost control revolution that's been going on as part of Obamacare. And costs have been rising at a pretty ferocious rate, to the extent that the average premium for family coverage in 2017 was about $19,000,
wow.
up 19% from 2012, growing at the rate of about 5% per annum. And workers are paying about 30% of that cost in premium. So even if you've got a pretty good paying job, you're spending a lot of your money on healthcare. And if you're a warehouse worker for Amazon, you probably aren't able to take up the offer of having the healthcare that Amazon provides.
So this has finally affected the men are a long way from the average warehouse worker, but people like Warren Buffett has actually talked about it as the ballooning costs of healthcare act as a hungry tapeworm on the American economy. Now,
yes.
What is intriguing, I think, is that people have known this for years. Is there some sort of trigger? Is Obamacare triggered a different focus on these sorts of costs?
I think Obamacare has shown what can be done, and there's so much room for improvement that even if what this partnership delivers is not transformative, is not revolutionary, even tinkering at the margins, the costs are so high that even tinkering at the margins will make significant savings.
Is that why, you know, within minutes, as you say, the stock market reacted and large insurance companies were involved, you know, like Anthem and I think United Health Group, they were down by an average of 5%, and drugstore operators also
yes.
closed down. So, you know, this seems to be a readiness to accept that there are changes that are possible.
Look, it's a very fragile marketplace that has been upset by the failure of Trump and the GOP to do anything and even to say anything that's credible. So business and individuals just don't know what the current US government has in terms of plans. And someone like Warren Buffett obviously isn't going to sit around. He's given them 12 months. He's seen what has not happened. And he's now saying, well, I've got some ideas. Let's do this. They're not sitting around waiting for government action. So I think that is very important. People are extremely nervous about Amazon and what Amazon might do. Mm. You mentioned the pharmacy distribution that Amazon is already to some extent engaged in, that they could certainly get much more engaged in.
Yes, it does seem to be the reports, and it's all very speculative, which makes it so interesting that it's Amazon perceived to be the driving force
That's
in
right,
this.
Yes.
It's just that word not-for-profit, why would they set up, why would these three men set up a not-for-profit company? Is that just a stalking horse, is it?
I don't actually really know the answer to that, but I suspect it's tied up in the tax implications that come with the currently employers are and employees are have different tax implications for
right.
offering health insurance. So I suspect that somehow it's tied up like that, but I don't really know. And do you know what? I suspect they don't quite know either. They've got some very different sorts of populations that they're going to have to serve. It's a total of about 1 million employees, but not all of those are employees within the United States. That's not that's a goodly amount of bargaining power, but it's not the hugest amount of bargaining power.
The Australian system mean where they actually bargain with the health companies for the provision of service?
They could certainly bargain with the pharmaceutical companies for better prices. There are examples from elsewhere of Walmart, for example, which is a huge employer of fairly low-paid workers, has contracts with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic to take care of their employees who have cancer and who need organ transplants. They think it's worth their while to use these first-class clinics and fly their employees there to have that happen. Henry Ford, going back to 1915, was so concerned about healthcare for his employees in Michigan that he built his own hospital, which is still functioning. And Intel has developed a health collaborative with health provider groups in Oregon, and what they've done is developed totally new guidelines for treating things like back pain and diabetes that don't just reduce costs but give patients better satisfaction and, importantly, get them back to work quicker.
I mean,
so you can see there are lots of different things that could potentially be done.
Well, yes, and there is a sort of a question mark as to whether there might be an insurance company, you know, where these three men, who are all disruptors, particularly Bezos, of course, that whether he would set up his own insurance company that would pay for doctors and clinics, or whether they'd go into the technology to lower costs, or how it would work. Is there any clarity emerging there?
I have not seen any clarity, and I did see one description that said that what they're trying to do is a little bit like healthcare providers saying, we don't like our IT system, so we're going to go into the computer building business. It's not as easy as it sounds. I think the other important point to make, and one that emerged from some of the work I did when I was living and working in the United States, is that some of the big firms, particularly those that have employees with relatively low rates of health literacy or where English is a second language, have discovered that it's not sufficient to just provide them with health insurance, that it has to become what they call a kitchen table issue, that you have to sit down with your employees and say, look, you've got this health cover, here's how you use it. here's why it's important that you do all the preventive health things, that you keep yourself and your family as healthy as possible, so we don't end up with large costs down the road through things like obesity that leads to diabetes, that leads to heart disease, that leads to
Yes, some very interesting discussion has been prompted by this, with one I saw suggesting that these three companies, with these three giants, you know, who certainly know how to make money, are almost appearing to take on the traditional role of government. These are all in their own way commercial visionaries, speaking like this, taking on one of these big, perceived to be big, unsolved and unsolvable problems. I wonder whether you see some sort of, you've been looking at this arena for many years, is there some shift in sensibility underway, or is that nonsense?
I think there is something to that, and it goes back to that point I made, that these are not men who are going to sit around waiting for Trump and the GOP to do things, because it's obvious that they can't. They don't have any ideas. So I think people are now in the United States seeing that healthcare is an economic issue. That if you don't have healthy, productive employees, true in Australia as well, of course, then you're going to have production costs and production problems. And in counties and states where obesity rates are as high as they are in places like the South, businesses are not keen to go there any longer. They'll go to Colorado or to Vermont or Maine, where people are healthier. So, yes, I think this is a recognition that, and in a sense, it goes back to the beginnings of why employers provided employees with health insurance. That was done in World War II as a way of attracting employees. Mm. And if you want to attract and keep good employees, then you've got to have good benefits, and healthcare's got to be the top benefit.
Very interesting. Leslie, Russell, thank you so much for joining us and giving us that overview.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Leslie Russell from the Menzies Centre for Health Policy at the University of Sydney. I didn't give you the text line, but you've gone in anyway. 0418 226576. One listener said, health in the USA. I feel a conspiracy coming on. Yes, but it really is a very interesting set of clearly developments in process. But these three men don't make announcements like that unless they have something up their sleeve.